This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny is not on the show today. He's, I don't know if they got a direct order, but they have evacuated their house. We will get a full update from him on Monday. He's going to do his best to have at least have a place to broadcast from on Monday and have that that all set. So we're looking forward to getting caught up because he had some other stuff happening too that was just mind-blowing. I thought I couldn't believe
it. Oh, yeah.
You know, on top of everything else, he walks in and goes, "Hey, you guys, this just happened." We're all like, "What?" So there'll be a lot to unpack with that. So Brinny and Nikki, you guys are filling the role of Vinny, and we'll try to keep you up to date too. You know, we're not really a news outlet. I don't know if you've noticed. We just want to have fun.
How dare you?
I know, and just laugh and stuff.
We're professional.
Well, I mean, are we though? It just feels too fun to be professional, you know?
I know, you're right.
Like, oh, I get up really early in the morning and I hang out with my friends. It's weird. I don't know why I get up at four to do that, but that's what I do. So let's get started with a little trash. Oh, before we do, yesterday we put up that interactive map. Cron4 did an incredible job. It shows where the fires are, tells you how contained they're, like all just on a click map, and also shelters. Evacuation centers for animals, large animals, small animals, and of course, obviously for humans. Very important. And that is what brings you the celebrity trash. Evacuation centers. Stay up to date on current evacuations and where to go during the fires by heading to the SNV Facebook page for resources and have a go bag ready. That is very important.
I went to Cron4 to find that map, and actually what they have posted up there, it was a link to this map, this interactive map that is exactly like what we saw yesterday. I'm not sure if that was the same thing that they embedded on their page.
I see.
But believe it or not, it's a Google map. And it has, so all the
blue. So it's not working today?
No, it's working. It looks like it's working right now. I'm on the page. Well, I mean, you could easily be serious. A lot of Google's not really working for us right now. On top of that, it doesn't seem like your email's working either, Sarah.
What?
I don't know.
You haven't got my email yet?
No, I sent you an email you didn't get, right?
Well, I don't know if I got it because I have 5,000 things from...
Before you went on the air. You didn't get that email?
I do have it. I find it. Well, the thing is, I have 40 emails in here from Nicole. It says Alice producer on it.
Yeah.
It's just buried in there.
Well, watch out for the ones that say Brent on it, lady.
Yeah, I know, but they're buried.
Both are equally important.
Yes. But especially the
blue,
Alice
the blue
ones.
Little dots on that map are the evacuation centers and the shelters.
Shelters,
and,
yeah.
And the reds are the fires. It's
so you just linked directly to that map now?
Correct.
That is, and who is in charge of that map? Is that like a, you know, Cal Fire or?
You know, it doesn't say.
Because it's great.
I'm sure, yeah, it is great. I'm sure they're working closely with Cal Fire.
Okay. Okay, that's just make sure you go to SNV Facebook page if you need any of that information. We're trying to put up everything as current as possible. I guess I'll start with Ron Jeremy.
Ah, there you go.
Because he's gross. Ron Jeremy, if you don't know, kids, maybe Nicole doesn't know who Ron Jeremy is.
I do, actually.
Why do you know that?
He was on a reality show back on VH1 called Surreal Life that I used to watch.
And oh, I used to watch that.
Yeah, I was probably too young to watch that, but that's how I know
him. I remember
him
being on that. Maybe I think
he was on. He was like on one season or something. Mm-hmm. Not that great of a show, but yeah.
Yeah.
It was dumb. It was like Real World Celebrity Edition. Remember?
Yeah, I do. And they didn't have, there was no vote out or anything.
No.
They were just all living together and they had like little projects that they were assigned. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know who was on that? Was he on, he wasn't on the year that Corey Feldman was on, was he?
I don't think so.
Because Corey Feldman was the reason to watch that show. Like I tried another season that Corey wasn't on and he was such a bizarre, you know, he was a child star. Everybody knows who Corey Feldman is.
He got married on that show.
He did. Mm-hmm. To someone that he hadn't known all that long, right?
I think somebody on the show.
Really? I thought it was like his... Well, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Boston
in the club, I start tearing it up. God, Human's favorite song. So anyway, that does sound vaguely familiar that mm-hmm. he was on Surreal Life. He came into the studio one time years ago. Brittany, were you here when Ron Jeremy came in? I think Maddie was still on the show. Mm-hmm. We set up, you know, like we do for any guest, there's a clean space on the table. You know, we have to clear our junk out of the way in front of their mic and we get them all set up and put a water in front of them. And he was only in the studio for, I don't know, 15, 20 minute interview. And when he left, there was a pile of his skin on the...
Ew.
He constantly picks at and pulls bits of skin off his fingers. I don't know if that's like a nervous thing, but it's the only thing I can think of every time Ron Jeremy comes up. And so Maddie Stout, hello, big ups, podcast king now.
Podcast king, for real.
He is. He's totally... He left and went to Stitcher, and then it's been nothing but podcasts for him ever since. So anyway, he takes a piece of paper and he scrapes all the skin stuff, the skin bits, into like a little package. I mean, I'm telling you, there was a teaspoon of these things. And you think to yourself, like, you can't pull a teaspoon of skin off every 15, 20 minutes and still have any skin left. Like, how does this guy have hands? Anyway, why is he not eating his hands off? And he's just a little pile of skin. Like, he got up, walked out, and we're like, what's that?
He's like exfoliating the shower or something.
Something.
Yeah.
No, it was the same, you know, he's like, you know, people pick. So he was nervous and picking. So we asked legal at Alice at the time. Can we auction this off? Can we auction off, you know, a teaspoon of Ron Jeremy's skin for charity? We had his water bottle, which he drunk from. And he left behind. And then we had a skin that he peeled off and left behind. And they were like, no, we're not going to be auctioning any bio materials.
Yeah, I can see how that could be hazardous or something.
No. So I think it just got thrown. We threw away his skin.
I do wonder, though, if you were able to and legal allowed you to. I wonder if there's somebody out there who wants that.
No, nobody would have wanted that. It was just, we wanted, you know, it's a bit.
It's super funny. And it's a great bit, but...
Maybe it's like, why can't a
gag gift or something, right?
For charity, you know, people will be like, fine, I'll come up with $50 for that. But, you know, it wasn't going to go crazy. Like, you know how sometimes they put like an auction estimate on a guitar or something like this will go for $10,000 and then it goes for $150,000. Like, whoa, somebody, you know, some people really want this. I don't think that would have happened.
Well, who knows? In the future, you know, when we can
maybe someone wants
with...
to clone him.
Yeah, exactly. For certain reasons. The guy was, you know, never mind.
I think he still is. I don't know if anything happened to it. I'm pretty sure he still got that. But what he's also got is everything he's ever had. He's apparently a hoarder. So, hoarders. People who have everything they've ever had. Remember, you know how most of us are like, I used to have this. Or they are like, you know, people are like, yeah, I moved... too many times I gave that away, or I wish I still had that one thing I gave away. These are the people who just never give anything away. Never. Nothing. Not their trash, not their dead cats.
What kind of stuff do they keep, do you know?
Well, the story is, there's pictures if you would like them. Let me see where the I think it's the Daily Mail. It is. It's the Daily Mail. So they say, photos show inside former porn star Ron Jeremy's filthy, cockroach-infested Hollywood apartment.
Oh.
So this woman, met him. She says she was just going to use his bathroom at his house, but that he groped her. And she's like, I'm not surprised there's sexual assault things. He was all over me. I guess he expects everyone to be into him. He's like 67 now.
I do see the picture.
Are you looking at the pictures? Mm-hmm. It's outside. It's outrageous. I mean, place is a mess. So even before he was accused of multiple rapes, and he's always been the grossest person alive. Like, and that's why I told the skin story, like even before all these accusations. And now we find out that the way he lives falls right in line with that. I mean, there's definitely no. Hold on. I want to see the original here. I want to see the pictures. I want to look at these pictures again.
I'll show you the pictures.
Okay.
Give me a second.
You know, I really still think there's something wrong with my internet because I can't. It's just not. Oh, there we go. Never mind. It's fine. It's all fine. Don't worry.
Somebody wake up, John.
I know.
I know. I just don't want to wake him up. I feel bad. You know, it's not his job. So this woman meets him.
Here if you want to take a look.
Yeah. Let me see that. Let's have.
Oh boy. Yeah.
It's just a mess. There's just crap everywhere. So she's saying. This is his apartment in Hollywood, and she decided that she was going to call a British tabloid. Maybe she's an English chick. She said, it was disgusting. I was so shocked. You could hardly open the front door, and you couldn't even get in the bathroom. That's the one that she wanted to, she says that's why she wanted to go in there. There was trash piled up, old porn memorabilia stuffed in overflowing boxes. His kitchen table looked like an unkempt outside porch. There were plants that had grown around the table legs and into the floor. Oh my God. I honestly thought he was on that show Hoarders. There were cans of roach spray left on the sides, piles of medication, books, DVDs, paperwork. He had pet turtles. Everybody knows pet turtles stank.
Oh, the woman.
They're stinky. I only know that because I got a friend who has turtles, and I don't think the people who have the turtles notice that there's like a pondy smell in their house. You know, ponds do smell. There's like a pondy smell.
Every time you clean your little filter, it's disgusting.
Well, that's stuck. But look, just in general, even when the pond is healthy and operating fine, there's just, you know, it smells like a pond. Like, it's not overwhelmingly gross. But if it was in your house, it would be less good. Turtles, though, there's a weird turtle smell. I think. Listen, turtle owners, I'm not trying to get on you or anything. You know,
no, you're right. My friend had one when we were kids, and
you know the smell then.
Yeah,
it's
have to have like a red light.
Yeah, keep them warm.
Yeah, keep them warm. So I can.
So it kind of cooks up the smells.
Yeah, because you have to keep it on constantly.
Yeah, they need a warm place. They're cold blooded. So the woman claims that she went in to use the bathroom. She was not interested in having sex with the hedgehog, as he's called. He does look hedgehoggy, doesn't he? Not surprisingly, he did try, according to her. But there you go.
At one point, he must have been pretty good looking, right?
I don't know. No, was he? He never was.
How did he become this all-star porn star dude?
I guess he was just in a lot of them, and there were fewer men in porn or something. I don't know. He became like the one that everyone knew. He's got a big hog, so I don't know. Like, kids, that's a pet, but that's a, you know, one of those little pigs. I don't want the kids to know. Yeah, he's like 70s porn dude, you know.
He's not too bad looking.
He's not too good either, though. Admit it. You got the 70s mustache, doofy ass face. I mean, it was all about the junk. Let's face it. And even if he's good looking in that, he wasn't good looking for long.
That's probably his best pick.
Ever, right? All right, there's that. What else do I want to do here? You know what?
What else will load?
Nothing. Speaking of porn, Scott Disick, he's gotten some good chicks, right? Like, he was with Paris. He's the guy in the Paris Hilton video, right? No.
No.
Courtney.
He's
I'm
Courtney
mixing him up with
baby
Courtney
daddy.
Kardashian's. Mm-hmm.
Scott something.
Scott. Oh.
Is the guy from the. I have him screwed up. All right. So Scott Disick is Courtney Kardashian's baby daddy.
Mm-hmm.
But they broke up.
Mm-hmm.
He's still around. Like, he's even on the Kardashians sometimes, right? Because he's
Rick Solomon.
Rick Solomon. That's it.
He's a regular on that show.
Because his kids are her kids.
Yeah. And so, he needs money.
He needs money, and he's a big, you know, famous for going to rehab. Mm-hmm. He's just a major party boy. And look, if you had access to that kind of money and really no other ambitions, you might be too. So we can't blame him. Anyway, he was dating Sophia Richie. So Sophia Richie is the non-biological sister of, what's Lionel Richie's of, the more famous Richie?
Nicole.
Nicole, thank you, Nicole. Of course you know that. Nicole Richie, right? So she's yeah. adopted. I think Sophia Richie is actually Lionel Richie's biological daughter, correct?
I think so, yeah.
So she's hot. She's like this 22-year-old. She's like probably an Instagram influencer. I don't know what she does.
She's you a model. And
okay. Oh, okay. A model. Sure. She's beautiful. She is beautiful. She dumped Scott Disick again. They got back together in July. Friends say it's their age difference. He's 37. She turns 22 this coming Monday. A source said Sophia really pushed to make things work between them after they initially broke up, but Scott officially called it off recently, and they're no longer speaking. And speaking of people who are newly single, Jedid Butler split with his girlfriend Megan Brown after more than 6 years. This isn't their first breakup either. Jedid. What's your name? Jedid. It's not Gerard.
Jedid.
Sure. Jedid. And Stacey Dash, who was in the original Clueless, right? She's Cher's friend, and she went on to become a Republican. I used to see her on Fox fairly often. If it's the girl I'm thinking of.
I think you're right. I think she was reporting some news.
But I want to say she got canned. Like, didn't she go crazy on her on her husband at some point? Mm-hmm. So her husband, the estranged husband in question here, is seeking an annulment, claiming that when he married her, he was under the influence of, quote, hypnotic prayer techniques. She hypnotic prayed me into marrying her. I need this thing annulled. Maybe she did, you know, maybe she's got some kind of hold on people. That's fine.
Back to Scott Disick. He was also with one of the hot chicks that he was with was Bella Thorne. Remember her?
Oh, Bella Thorne. She was, sure.
She
That's
was
right.
That was hanging out in front of the fireplace and
yeah.
the stockings. And, yeah,
and some of Vinny's favorite photo session pictures. Bella Thorne she's perfect for him, actually, because she's a party girl and she's kind of crazy.
She started her, yesterday. She started an OnlyFans account and the site crashed. You know, OnlyFans.
People are that into her, huh?
I'm not.
Maybe Scott Disick was like, I'm going to sign up for her again. he has gotten some class A tail. There's no question. Mm-hmm. That guy, some A-listers in there.
Well, he's part of the Kardashian family, so.
Yeah. Well, they're B-list, though, in my opinion. Like, I guess technically at this
Kim.
Point. Yeah, but they're famous for what, you know?
Famous
it's like A-listers are Tom Hanks. You're telling me Kim Kardashian's in like a Tom Hanks, Brad Pitt. Tom Cruise.
I'm sure they attend the same parties, don't they? Aren't they in the same income bracket, too?
Yeah, I guess so. You know what? You're right. I give up. They're A-listers. I give up. I can't stop it any longer. They're A-listers. All right. I'm totally out of time. Bryn?
How does that happen?
I don't know. What are you going to do in the news?
Let's see here. We've got face masks. How sexy they are.
Oh, they are, too. It's true. Especially that
Coming
one by Steve-O.
After these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.